Glad you got that out of your system.
Get what you fucking deserve!
Meat. Veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
Murray.
Want to hear a joke, Murray?
Murray. what a beautiful day for a podcast.
Get what you fucking deserve!
God, the fucking music in the background triggers me.
Get what you fucking deserve!
Have you tried to listen to that soundtrack?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of like one thing I don't like about shit. Like, fuck!
It's only you, dude.
Okay, got it. The only thing I don't
tighten it.
The only thing I don't like about soundtracks like that is when the music's not in order with how it happened in the movie. Like, there are tracks like towards the end of the soundtrack from music that happened at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
They probably do that because it's like those are gonna be the most popular, so you have to sit through the whole thing.
Okay. Well, glad we got that out.
You want to know my first topic?
Yeah.
So, one thing that I've noticed going to church is one of the sins people bring up a lot is porn addiction.
I knew it was going to be that.
Why do you think porn addiction's
so prevalent
in the church community? Yes.
Maybe because it's a natural thing.
But they're like talking like it's addiction, like not even
like heroin,
just to watch it, not even a sexual
probably
thing.
Probably because they're so sheltered.
So they get like overly
stimulated,
horn dogging.
Yeah. It's probably even more of a thrill for them.
Just to watch it. Yeah. I couldn't imagine like just sitting there watching it like you would watch TikToks.
Oh, baby.
Like you said this like that instead of TikToks at night. Yeah, Alex sends us TikToks at night when we're all trying to sleep. And Avery left our group chat, so now it's just me and him getting the TikToks. I don't watch any of them. Like, you'll
Chris.
See this. Because it makes me download something. I think it's trying to download that app.
No, so you gotta click on the link instead of the image. And then it takes you straight to the app.
Okay, so I pulled up one of them, and it was not worth all of that.
Which one was
frustration. I don't know. I tried to find the one where the guy was doing that Billie Eilish song. He's like, Dad, no.
That's an old one.
Couldn't find that shit.
I can send it to you.
Do it. So, why do you think it is? Ow, fuck. Is it? Do you think that was a problem before the internet, though, with church boys?
Yeah.
You think it's a church girls problem?
No.
No?
No.
I think it could be.
I mean, maybe. Who am I?
Yeah.
This is fun.
What are some sins that were prevalent back in your church days?
Porn.
That's it?
Yep. Smoking weed.
Did they talk about that in your church?
Well, my youth pastor was like big on the whole porn addiction thing.
Why? Why is it youth pastors?
Because that's what teenagers do. It's like natural instinct for teenagers to just fuck all the time. And
but there's
youth
other
pastors'
things.
Missions is to repress that and make them little fucking ragers.
Yeah, isn't suppressing it kind of making it worse?
Yeah. I don't think it's healthy.
I don't either. Like, I don't
and
know.
And you know it's not happening. Like,
yeah, nothing they do will ever work for that.
No. It's a lost cause.
It is a lost cause.
These kids got to get that fucking venom out of them.
I just don't understand, like, why church people are more prevalent than the regular folk.
They've got nothing else to do.
That, yeah, see, like, a lot of the children in the youth section also don't have jobs, which frustrates me.
Children meeting.
I mean, like, teenagers. Like, once you drive, you should have a job.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, there are kids in sports and shit, I guess. But that's something. But if you're just sitting at home and your parent just doesn't make you get a job.
Did they ask you to be a youth leader?
No, I'm not one.
Are you sure? Because you've got a lot of information on the youth group.
No, so they sit with us and, like, there's a new guy there. And that's just one of the things they've mentioned before. But I've heard it multiple times with the main pastor. talking about porn addiction, I'm like, how is it so prevalent with these goobers?
These kids need a Warcraft addiction.
That's healthier. You Dragon Balls.
It is for me.
In a soup.
In a soup.
What's the worst soup you've ever had?
Bean and broccoli.
I don't like beef stew.
Have you ever had?
Isn't that ironic about this show that I don't like the stew it's based off?
Shepherd's pie is a lot better than beef stew.
Well, we couldn't call it that, could we?
No, it'd be too. That's too weird. Beef stew just has a nice ring to it.
I see a lot of podcasts being called Thick Boys. There's like two I found called like Thick Boys Podcast.
Yeah, those are some fucking casuals who can't come up with a creative name like
that.
That
is
stew.
A sad way to describe yourself.
Thick Boy?
Thick Boys.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like I hear it so much and it instinctively puts like a neckbeardy persona in my head. Someone who refers to themselves as a thick boy.
I don't get that at all.
I get that totally. I feel like no muscly guy with a big booty ever will call himself a thick boy.
I do.
You call...
I think college kids call themselves thick boys.
I don't think so.
Like, if they got an ass or, like, some thigh?
I don't think so. I think only people that call themselves thick boys are neckbeards.
Well, I mean, who... You gotta think about what kind of people are using the word thick.
Internet trolley people.
Really?
Yeah, who sit on their keyboard.
I think of, like, frat boys who are, like, catcalling.
No. Well, that's from
girl,
women.
You thick.
For women, yeah. But to refer to yourself as a thick boy... Specifically, not calling something thick or someone else thick, like referring to yourself as a thick boy.
Are thick. You a thick boy?
No, I'm not a thick boy. I don't have a lot of butt.
Yeah, you got a raisin butt.
I don't have raisin butt. And honestly, it does, I guess, depend on
you
what
got
pants
pancake
you wear.
Butt.
If I pull my pants up, I got a big butt. But when you say big butt, I'm thinking like some dude who squats.
I've got, like, fucking pumpkin ass. Or, like, a melon.
You got skinny legs, so yeah. Your butt looks bigger by comparison, but you're not.
I've got, like, beanstalk
You
legs.
Don't do enough squats to
That's
be
That's why I broke my ankle.
A thick person. Thick don't mean, like, chunky.
You want to talk about the ankle story?
Do you want to talk about the ankle story?
I don't want to say the joke I said.
So he made a really inappropriate joke out of nowhere. A joke in quotes. I don't know how it's necessarily a joke.
Look,
it made me laugh because it was so out of nowhere.
That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to shock
surprise
you
me.
And see what kind of reaction I could get from Chris. But I made a private joke in poor taste. And Chris and Caitlin think that that's...
Instant karma for...
The karma for why I twisted my ankle severely.
Yeah, and you just, it looked like you, like, didn't even fall down. Like, you just started to almost, like, do push-ups.
I was trying to catch myself.
Yeah, I know, but it was slow. Like, it wasn't even a fall that was fast. So, I thought you were, like, getting down to do a push-up, but no, you just, like, fell.
Why the fuck would I get on the floor and do a push-up in the middle of a crosswalk?
Why would you say those things you were saying?
To get a laugh. That has nothing to do with me twisting my ankle.
I thought you just sitting down because your pants were down. Like, your full ass was out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some kids saw my butthole.
Dude, everyone saw your ass. Anyone close?
I wasn't even worried about that. I mean, people see my ass all the time.
You need to get a belt. And if it hurts your stomach that bad, you need to pull your pants, like, over your stomach.
No. I will not become that.
It's worth a little bit of uncomfort. And tuck a shirt in and wear, like, undershirts more.
No way.
I wear undershirts.
Don't.
I'm wearing one right now.
I wear undershirts all the time.
You tuck it undershirt. In your pants?
No.
That's what your problem is. That's probably why you're hurting yourself.
Dude, don't burp into the mic. People don't like that.
I'm humming.
You were burping.
I did not burp. My mouth was closed.
So anyway, we went to an apple orchard.
Dude, I got to pick apples.
Chris got to pick apples, and I had to...
It didn't play the sound effect. Okay, there we go. Continue.
Is it... Okay. And I had to limp around for an hour and a half. And my ankle just...
Children.
So there was a lot of kids there, and I just looked like a giant limping idiot that fell on the gravel in a gravel pit, twisted my ankle.
Twisted.
And Chris got some golden delicious apples.
Twisted ankles.
Dude, it was so hard to find the golden delicious apples. They had a sign out for them. There weren't any golden delicious apples. That's all I wanted. So I had a twisted ankle and no golden delicious apples. Just a bunch of red and green.
Yeah, he made Caitlin go look for that shit. He didn't look for any apples.
I couldn't.
Dude, I've seen like three-legged dogs that hurt themselves. You could have been limping over there.
I practically was a three-legged dog.
I saw him walking all slow like... He's like... We found... So a golden delicious looks straight up just like a bright green apple.
No, it's yellow. It's bright yellow.
You finally... She finally found one.
It wasn't. It was green.
And... Well, that's the thing. You found like some on the ground. I'm like, dude, that's just green.
No. We should have just went to that one that was off limits and grabbed one real quick.
Yeah, they hated. Do you think they would have kicked us out?
No.
I think they would have.
I would have got my apple.
Oh, yeah. I picked some and ate them as I was like walking through. Well, because like there were so many on the ground and like obviously the ones nobody wanted were still on the trees.
Yeah. Well, all the really good ones were on the ground.
Because they were like getting fully ripe and
they
fell.
Were perfect.
Yeah. That's why they were on the ground. You could have cleaned those off and they'd be just fine.
Yeah, but.
The
I
reason
mean,
they fell on the ground is because they were fully grown.
Why didn't you pick any off the ground?
Because I like picking apples.
Dude, those apples were like bright red, like look, Snow White.
I could care less about actually eating any apples. It's the act of picking them that's fun. Because you go up, find the best looking one off the tree, and you pick at it. And you walk through a whole bunch of trees.
Did you
it
eat
also
those apples?
I did. It also
all of them?
No. I still have some left. But it smells really nice. I love fall. Fall's probably the best season.
You got your pumpkin spice latte?
No, I'm not big into pumpkin shit, honestly.
Have you tried it?
Pumpkin spice latte?
Or the pumpkin,
I bet it tastes all right.
The pumpkin cream cold brew is my fucking jam right now.
Cold brew? Is it like a beer thing?
No.
I don't get beer. I really don't get beer.
Why?
Why don't you just drink piss water? Why don't you get a fucking needle and shoot meth up in your veins?
That's pretty much what PBR is.
It's just so nasty. Like, you think it's a tough thing, and I don't get that.
What?
You do.
Look.
It's a machismo thing.
You're trying to make me mad right
drink.
Now. You're trying to get a reaction out of me.
Every
right
time
now.
I go.
What the fuck are you even talking about?
Every time I go.
A machismo thing?
Yeah, like every time.
Fuck you.
We go to a bar with him and Avery. It's always like, bro, just drink it. Don't be a little pussy.
Dude, all you drink is fucking ciders.
It's good, though. I drink it because it tastes fun. Look, that's why, like, I don't get if it's a manly thing for you. If daddy smacked you around for not drinking
oh
beers with him.
Oh, my God.
But, like, it just tastes so bad. I don't get it. And it's not a thing of being a pussy for getting drunk, because I can do that easily. It's just, like, I don't want to drink something that tastes really bad. I don't get your affinity for it. And every time you're like, man, this is, it's good. It's, like, good for beer or good? Because if that's what you think good is, you have a very skewed version of taste. I bet you drink black coffee,
look,
too.
You can take your little apple juice and sit in the fucking corner with all the babies, and I'll drink my fucking stout like a man.
See? There it is. Only big dicks can drink the beer.
No, I mean, really, beer, it all matters, like, with what you eat it with. A lot of beer tastes better with what meal it's paired with. So
yeah,
like,
but you guys don't eat when you go to, like, the Herat and shit.
Dude, they have pizza and mead.
But
is
you don't
good.
Eat it though.
When we go to the Herat, we get mead. That shit's just good by itself.
Also, you kept saying the wine tastes like fruit punch. That did not taste like fruit punch.
Tastes like fruit punch to me.
It tastes like old stale grape juice. And it's because of the alcohol it tasted like that.
Why are you attacking me right now?
Because I don't know why you opt into disappointing yourself like
look,
this.
I mean, I guess you're Sophisticris, so
Look, yeah, that's what I'm. That's a good example. Like, I just took Shooters, like, because I was just like, you know, if I've got to get drunk, if that's the point, let's just do the shots. I don't taste anything because it's just going straight down my big gullet.
I hate shooting.
Yeah, but your version's worse because you actually have to taste it and let it sit in your mouth.
I like mixed drinks.
That and be like, my thing is, would you drink a non-alcoholic beer?
No.
Yeah, exactly. It tastes like shit, doesn't it? The taste stays the same, but it does
nothing
for you.
Yeah, but there's a payoff for a beer. That buzz you get is the payoff.
So why not do a shot if you're not going to taste it anyways?
You do taste it.
I just shoot it straight down. And it's for a second.
3 seconds of agony is not worth just a casual drink.
It's just... But there are better, like a Red's Apple Ale or like
you're
Smirnoff
shit. You're still a Bobby.
No, because you were doing that... I mean, you were doing it before you did the shit I did. I'm not trying to out you, but like...
You can say it.
But you probably drunk beer since you were like probably 21.
Yeah.
I've never gotten into it like that.
I started out with Blue Moon.
I tried that and it didn't... It
now,
just tastes the
Bud
same.
Bud Light and PBR and like all those name brand beers are shit. I agree with
when
you.
When I drink Bud Light... I just down it as fast as I can because I just want it to end the
there
misery of drinking.
There was a phase
beer.
Where I was desperate and drank Bud Light, but now I don't drink Bud Light anymore. I can't do it. There was like a phase where I could tolerate it.
It has no flavor. It's so bitter. Why do you like that bitterness?
I don't know.
It's the same with coffee. Like I don't get the bitterness of coffee.
But I don't drink soda either.
Yeah, because soda tastes good, though. Like, it's the difference, though. Like, you give me a coffee, you drink coffee, I think it tastes like shit.
So maybe let's just agree to disagree, Chris. You're clearly...
But you don't like the taste. I don't understand why you do
it. Your taste buds are clearly stuck from when you're 7 years old.
It's because it's good, though. Like, if I gave you...
When you were seven!
So what would you rather drink, then? Like, if it's non-alcoholic and doesn't do anything, would you rather drink stout
Dude,
or, like, a Sprite?
Martinis are pretty good.
I've never had one.
Margaritas are the fucking shit.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Because those have flavor. Beer has no flavor.
Dude, tequila?
Yeah, but it's way
shit on its own.
But I don't drink tequila on its own.
That's like, what a margarita is.
It's not on its own. It's flavored.
Right.
And it's flavored with a bunch of like fruit shit. There's sugar in it. But like a stout, I don't even think it has that much alcohol in it. It just tastes like
stouts
dick.
Stouts are heavier in alcohol.
They taste like dick.
They're the best, man. Stouts, Guinness and Blue Moon are what I started out on.
So if Margaret...
And also, everyone's tastes are extremely different when it comes to beer. Like, Kate loves IPA. I hate it.
I feel like people either like or dislike beer.
No, I think
never
there's
seen
a flavor
someone who
for everyone.
I don't think so.
I do.
Because Bud Light Lime, I don't consider beer. And even if, it's that still like Corilla, where it's like, it tastes way different.
Or
it's
like,
more fruity.
You've had those... like the mangaritas we always used to get and the strawberritas. Like those are just like little beer shooters. And you can add them to margaritas, but you can also drink them on their own.
See, I consider those more like Smirnoff Ices.
Yeah. But those are beer and they'll get you drunk.
Smirnoff Ice?
No. The Ritas.
See, those
are those are Bud Light.
Those are little margaritas though.
Yeah.
So like the margaritas are fine because you can hide the flavor of alcohol in a margarita. It's going to burn a little bit afterwards, and it does have more than a beer does, but it tastes better. I mean, you could admit, like, would you rather have a margarita or a beer if, like, whatever you had to do the rest of the day didn't matter?
I've got a title for the episode.
What?
Beers and Broken Ankles.
Beers are just disgusting. It's so bitter. I guess I've just never gotten around the
fact. You know what you need to do? You need to go to a brewery or somewhere where you can just get one of those trays of different kinds of beers and just find what your flavor is.
How would I do that? Who would I ever
go
with?
Go to a brewery.
Just by myself?
I'll go with you.
Dude,
me and Kate would love to do that.
You are so judgmental when it comes to drinks. Because what if I didn't like any of them?
That's why I'm so judgmental is because you're so picky about them.
Yeah, I mean, like it's like food. You're picky
Chris,
about food,
okay.
But you're picky about food. Why aren't you picky about what you drink?
You're going to have to do some research on your own then, too. At least hone it in. Like, find something.
I mean, Red's Apple Ale is the closest to beer that I'll tolerate.
You're such a virgin.
But it tastes so good, though.
It does. It does. But, like, at 26, I'm so fucking sick of ciders.
But, like, what's wrong with Smirnoff Ice?
Nothing.
So why not just drink that? Like those red, white, and blue drinks I got.
Those are good.
Yeah. So is the green apple thing
I
got.
I haven't had those. I want.
So is the Mike's Hard Lemonades.
New shit. That's what you should be looking for when you drink. You should always be wanting something different.
At least from time to time. I drink, like,
every year you should find something new.
It's also rare that I drink in general. So, like, when I do, if I'm no, I can't get blasted. So, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to
sure
be pick.
You can.
But when I get blasted,
now
it's going
to. Now is the time for you to get blasted.
If I'm going to get blasted, it's going to be on margaritas. Something that's going to taste amazing and get me there fast.
Dude, I haven't seen
not
gonna you.
Not going to be on some shitty
let's
IPAs.
Let's be honest. I haven't seen you drunk since Sophisticris, and I'm kind of thinking you're scared.
Because of it? I mean, if we just won't record it.
I wouldn't record it.
It's hard to find the time to do it.
Weekends
are kind of busy.
You think so mathematically about it.
Like, I guess we could before this wedding.
If you need to crash here, you can crash here and just go to school.
We could, like, before the wedding.
Or tonight.
I can't tonight.
Why?
I have school in the morning.
Yeah? You know how many kids drink before they go to class? Chris, I took a shot of whiskey before I went to class once. The morning of.
Didn't you regret that?
Just because it tasted awful.
Look,
I brought mixed drinks.
For me, if it's going to be getting blasted, it's Friday or Saturday.
Okay. I mean, shit, I'll get blasted tonight and go to work in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you get blasted.
Blasted!
See, but I like shots, though. Shots do the trick.
Well, you're still young and able-bodied for shots. Shots just make me sick. That's all I used to do. Like you, back when I was your age. I'm 26 now, by the way. For those of you who don't know. I'm closer
know.
To 30 than I am to 20 now.
You know, you aren't as bad as Avery, though. Avery is way worse about making
Avery
you feel
gets
guilty.
Mean about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
but
get
you
judgy.
Feed off of it, and you do too sometimes.
I get judgy because I want you to explore. I want the best for you, Chris. He just does it because he wants everyone else to be drinking like him.
He's an aggressive person when it comes to that.
When it comes to anything.
Like, he'll straight up guilt you for it.
And
like,
he'll make you feel bad about it.
Like, less of a man for doing it.
Like, we went to... last time we all went to the Herat for reasons, he got us all mead. But for that one particular instance that we went, I kind of get why he was so mad, because that whole fucking night you're like, let's go to the Herat, let's get some drinks there. And then when we finally go and he buys a drink for you.
I didn't ask for it though, because like my whole intention was to just have you guys drink, because that was your DD, right? So like I had no interest in it, because I can't get blasted. So
I'm not letting you be DD anymore.
Who else is going to fucking do it?
I will.
I don't. Okay, I guess so.
I've driven plenty of times. Not drunk.
You better be careful, dude. A DUI stands by you your whole fucking life.
I know.
Jobs will deny you for
I know
DUIs.
When I'm good to get behind the wheel again.
Or pass a breathalyzer. It's not even about that. Like, you can still be okay. Man, it's so weird talking to you about it. Because, like, it's so much, like, trying to make an excuse for you to just not be as bad as you are. Because, like, it really is. It's like, you should be thinking more, like, can
you think
I
think I'm bad?
About driving home?
Yeah.
The way you describe it, yeah.
What?
Dude, like, you're so jaded. Like, what if I said that shit to you? Like, oh, I feel fine, but you knew I wasn't. I feel like if I have to justify it, like, it's better just to find a different way home.
Has there ever been a time where you thought I wasn't good enough to drive?
Specifically?
Sure.
No, but we don't go out drinking that much, just me and you.
I mean, we have over the years.
And when we do, it's me who drives. Like, I don't think you're really that big of a deal. I don't trust him doing it, though. But, I just... It's more about, can you pass a breathalyzer?
How would you know that, though?
Huh?
How would you know that, though?
Passing a breathalyzer?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it's a worry, just don't do it. It's not worth that kind of risk.
I mean, I'm never worried when I drive home.
So you think you never have that thought of, like...
I always sober up as much as I can before I go, before I leave the restaurant. So I'll chug water and...
But if you got pulled over, would you be fucked? Is what I'm getting at.
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever been that bad.
That you know of, though.
It's a pretty good gauge. Once you know how you are and where you are, you have a pretty good idea of.
But in general, like,
would I be in trouble if I got pulled over right now?
What?
Like, the more you drink, you would know. You ask yourself that question, you'll be able to. I would hope you'd be able to determine if you'd be good enough.
What's the gauge, do you know? Like, how many beers you could have before you're just done?
No.
Is it like 3? I've always heard it's 3. If it's 3 or more.
I don't drink more than 3 beers when I ever go out, though. I mean, the most I'd ever worry is if I'm drinking margaritas. Because sometimes they can make them stronger.
Like, if I had a full-on margarita, I would not drive home. But I feel like you would maybe risk it.
Yeah, but when we're drinking margaritas, we're usually there for a while.
It's just risky to me.
I was waiting for it. Any last topics?
Do you have any?
Let's see. We talked about my ankle. Get what you fucking deserve. The music. I canceled my WoW subscription.
Oh, the whole Blizzard thing?
Yeah. People are not happy.
What would you do if you ran a company that's so dependent on the Chinese market? Would you, like, not take a stance and get all the shit in the American end, or take a stance and have the Chinese market ban your game so then half your revenue's gone? Asking because you pulled your WoW subscription, what do you think about that?
I mean,
it's what I would ask anyone who cancels their WoW subscription.
It's all about the cause, I think, because China's being a little fucking dick right now.
And my thing is, though, they probably know that, and they probably agree with that, but, like, literally, you're taking away half your revenue source.
I mean, and you shouldn't bow down to pressure like that, though.
They kind of did, though.
Exactly.
But if they did take a stand, they'd be bowing down to the pressure on this
like
side.
Like, the NBA isn't.
They didn't bow down.
Yeah, I know.
The
Blizzard is.
How?
By punishing that guy who.
And their alternative was bowing down to our sensibilities and losing the revenue on China's end. I just think it's lose-lose. Like, what do you want them to do? Because it's like punishing them for. Yeah, I mean, like. Yeah, I guess you could have that stance of, like, you know, fuck bowing down to China. And then you pull your subscription. So you don't care that they lose their revenue either way?
I don't know.
My thing is, like, what would you do if your revenue is half dependent on China?
They'd have to figure out a way to appease both masses.
You can't, though. People on our side gave them no option, though.
That's where we are.
You could change it, though.
No.
By understanding where they're coming from. My thing is, if you didn't want Activision and Blizzard to do that, shouldn't have supported WoW in the first place, because that's not the first time they've backed that kind of regime. I mean, again, half the revenue comes from China. That's how that game is. Also, when they do that, so let's say they did.
What's the lesser evil, though?
I don't know, because then half the Chinese population doesn't get to play the game because American companies want to be stingy about it.
I don't think it's being stingy.
It is, though. Like, if they pulled their, they're like, you know, we know this is going to get our product banned.
Look, it's fine getting it banned from China until they get their fucking shit together.
But you don't know how long that's going to be.
Well, then fuck them.
That could be 20 years.
Fuck them.
So what if it was us?
Dude, they're a fucking, like, they've got money.
So what if Trump banned... Like, what if they said something about Trump and Trump banned him?
Banned Blizzard?
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't play.
You wouldn't play, and you wouldn't be at all shitty that they did that.
No, I'd be super shitty. But, I mean...
And it's not that, like, I don't agree with what they would say about Trump. It's that they knew they were going to do that, and now I don't get to play. So, like, they actively made the choice to piss off...
I don't think games should be affected by politics at all.
But they are.
This is America, bitch. We would never get banned.
Yeah, you would.
How? Have we ever banned a game before?
Banned media. I mean, we could. What would stop us? It's not a First Amendment thing if it's coming out of the country. Yeah, we did. We banned a South Park episode, just like they did.
What South Park episode?
We banned the Osama bin Laden episode. We banned a lot of shit off of TV. I feel like we could easily do that with games, too. I feel like the ESRB could easily ban a game if they wanted. That's my thing. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't agree with what China's doing.
Yeah. But I like, think that's my stance for it.
You're punishing someone in a vice, though.
I don't think I'm punishing anyone. Like, my $14 isn't going to do shit.
Your collective over how many friends you have does, though.
Two.
No, I mean, like, in your community. So, like, I mean, it's the same with, like, voting. Like, yeah, your one vote may not mean much, but if everybody has that mindset and you're all collectively getting this mindset, yeah, you're hitting a huge hit on
them. Why can't Blizzard come out and say that, though?
What do you mean?
Like, hey, we can't really...
Because any comment against it would probably get them permabanned. So, like, if they were like, look, we don't agree with what China's doing, but we can't make a stance, that is making a stance, a statement like that.
I mean, that's what the NBA did.
Well, I'm not talking about the NBA.
I don't understand. It's kind of one and the same, though, isn't it?
So
two massive corporations.
I don't know how much
of
their revenue
comes
from
bullshit. NBA?
Yeah. Compared to Blizzard. Blizzard, it's like half.
Dude, basketball is huge in China because of Yao Ming.
I don't know enough about NBA. Can you explain the NBA thing to me then?
Not much. That's all I've heard is that, like, Yao Ming kind of came out and said that he wasn't in support of it either.
I'd have to read it. I mean, if you can explain the NBA thing to me.
No, I don't know sports.
I just know about the Blizzard one.
I just know, yeah, Blizzard and the NBA have both been pretty caught up in it right now.
Now, if Blizzard's made a political statement, which they could have, in support of China.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
They kind of came out and did it from what?
They banned that one player, I know.
Yeah, but from what I've been talking about with the two guys I play with who have both also canceled their subscription, which I didn't until they told me they did, which, I mean, half of the reason I did was because I wouldn't have anyone else to play with. They were saying that what Blizzard said was kind of just like a half-ass.
That half-assed apology.
Yeah.
I just know it's like lose-lose for them.
They gave the kid back his winnings and still suspended him for a year instead of banned him. But I don't know.
Because, like, I also don't know the intricacies of what happens behind the scenes. Because I have a feeling it's not Blizzard out of the blue picked this kid because he was against it. I bet, like, the Chinese government issued something against them and they had to make that choice of do we ban this kid and take his winnings away?
Yeah.
Like China wants us to do so we can keep half our market. Or allow him to do that and they ban our entire game because it is a communist regime. And then half, also, everyone in China no longer gets to play the game.
Yeah.
So then it becomes like, if you don't want games involved in politics, then they should be able to abstain. Right?
Yeah.
So, because then you're alienating people from being able to play the game with your monetary decision.
That's what I'm pissed off about, is that I don't want games like this to be political.
I don't either.
It
I just
no reason to be in politics.
I think the game's art and what's in it can be. That's fine, like what the art is. But as far as like making decisions and putting funding behind political parties or regimes, like I don't like that. Because then you alienate people who could have played your game and enjoyed your art, but now can't.
Isn't it kind of funny that Warcraft is what raised awareness for what?
Isn't it like the biggest game in the world, though?
Warcraft?
Yeah.
Probably.
Also, esports would die.
Yeah, because I've got Hearthstone.
It'd be a domino
Overwatch
effect,
Overwatch.
Because once Blizzard...
They've got Diablo, not League of Legends, though.
But, like, esports like those pull in a lot of viewers first, and it'd be a domino effect of once they stopped watching, they'd be no longer motivated to follow the rest of esports. And if they did continue it, and it was only an American league, it'd be a lot less interesting, and everyone inherently would know it's not fair because it's taking out some of the toughest opposition to do that. You're not fighting the best in the world anymore. it's kind of the thing of like I really like free speech and I am all behind it every time. But once you go international with your company, you have to abide by their rules too. My thing is like I don't like what the Chinese government is doing. I'm not saying that. And I just know how big that game specifically. Like if Naughty Dog, for example, was opposed to it and they didn't get to play the game, I wouldn't be that strong against it because I know that's not where their consumer base is really. Their consumer base is like Europe, America, Australia, and like Japan a little bit. But like not everyone in China is playing Naughty Dog games. Their consumer base isn't there. So I wouldn't be like opposed to that really. But like Blizzard, I just know their games are like, it's like half.
Yeah.
Honestly, no one should be spending their money on WoW. The fact you even paid for that in the first place, though.
That's you fun. Should
look, cancel your subscription, but not for any political shit. Just so you can like spend your money on better games.
$15.
Instead of a PS2 graphics looking piece of shit chess simulator. Go play you something good.
All it was graphics with you kids.
Stop eating McDonald's and
dude,
go get a
those
steak.
Graphics.
It'd be like paying
dog
20
meat.
Bucks. Dog meat. You think they'll make a Fallout 5 or you think Fallout 4 kind of killed them?
I think Fallout 76 killed them.
And I don't think you'll see another Fallout game.
I hope not.
I don't think it will. I don't think it'll be 5, if at the least. It'll be some kind of New Vegas thing.
I'm ready for Skyrim. Or not Skyrim.
Elder Scrolls
6?
That's going to be, what year do you predict on that one?
2022.
2028 or above.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm dead serious, not kidding.
2028? You think it's going to be another 8 years?
I think their space game is going to come mid-generation on the second generation. And
space
then,
game?
I don't know what that thing's called. I
thought that was Naughty Dog.
No, there's a space game they're developing. I don't remember what the name of it is, but that's their next game.
Oh,
And Elder Scrolls is after that. Oh, God. So I bet Elder Scrolls comes at the end of this next generation.
Why even tease it then?
Because it justified their press conference at the time.
Stupid.
Games are stupid.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on the World of Warcraft thing.
Who cares?
Oh, well. I'd ask that.
Your point's valid.
Shoot, ask Davis that next time you see him. Be like, what would you do if you were the owner of Blizzard and you had to make a choice?
He'd probably have some interesting thoughts.
Because I guess, you know.
Should we call him?
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Can't you put his thing into the aux cord?
Instead of your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to get loud. It's going to get loud.
Please stand by.
Wait, is he going to be able to hear like our mics?
No.
Ah. Is it just going to pull out of your phone's mic? If he doesn't answer, we'll call Damon.
This is kind of cool.
I know. I'm going to turn it down a little bit, though.
Come on, you motherfucker.
Shoot,
that means his line's busy.
The wireless customer you are calling
is going to say his number. So
does that mean it's disconnected?
Maybe.
Let me try his cell phone.
What'd you call his home phone?
Yeah, maybe I used his. I bet you that was his old phone.
At the tone, please record your message.
Call Damon.
Christ.
Getting an expert opinion on the Warcraft.
He doesn't really play Warcraft, though.
But
he
cares
a lot
it.
About games.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Well, that's going to be the end of the show, everybody.
Oh, man, that would be so great if we got... What if we just pause it?
No.
We pause the episode and come back?
Nah.
No, it'd be interesting to hear what he has to say, though, I think.
Go ahead.
We'll be right back. Yes, hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, you're on the podcast.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hello, podcast. Hey, what the fuck?
So this is my pal Damon. We were talking about me and Chris were talking about the Warcraft and China situation.
What is happening?
So we have a question though.
A question? Hello? Is it like I know? What do you want, Chris?
Look. So my question. Again, this is Damon. Okay. So Damon has served our country, so let's have him defend America real quick.
Okay, so you will respect me.
So Damon,
if
you were Blizzard, would you either make a statement against the banning and lose the China revenue you get, which is half of your market, or do what they're doing now and lose half of their market with the U.S. side?
I'd lose half the Chinese market.
And do you think they're losing half the U.S. market right now?
No, you're probably gaining market.
But didn't you guys just cancel your subscription?
So Damon doesn't play Warcraft.
Yeah, I don't play Warcraft. But, like, I'm just imagining, like, the game's getting publicity. It's probably... Sometimes, like, any publicity is good publicity. They're probably just gaining subscribers.
So let me talk about my situation right now. I just canceled my subscription because of what's happening and because Davis and Nathaniel both canceled their subs too.
Yeah.
So, like, really, I have nobody else to play with, which is why I canceled mine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're probably, and, like, whether in the U.S., it could be a mixed bag. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody's moral stance is relatively, like, the same.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people actually quit a game, like, based off of that scenario. Like, it's, WoW is just, like, one of those games that, like, if you're still playing WoW, you're probably, like, one of those.
Mm.
So, the number of people that they probably lost.
What do you mean by one of those?
You're, like, you're playing a game from, like, 04. Like, like, that's what's happening. You're on the 04 train. So, like the people who are playing are just loyalists to the game. They're not loyalists to Blizzard. They're loyalists to the game.
To the game itself.
And speaking of, like, Blizzard and all that, like, do you prefer Taco Bell or Wendy's?
You better fucking say Taco Bell.
Well, now I have to, right? But
Wendy's is garbage.
Hello? Wait a minute. Yeah, let's not jump the gun. Spicy nug.
I hate Wendy's.
You hate Wendy's? For what?
Their staff is terrible and their food is shit.
Look, I've never met a happy Taco Bell employee, so what are you talking about?
I met one once and he turned out to be a chomo.
That was you. You
no!
<terrible.
laughs> Twisted his ankles.
Which smoker is coughing?
That's me. How's Rainbow Six Siege?
I'm going hard, bro. Is it?
So how long has that game been out?
3 years, I think.
So you're one of those, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely one of those. Just like minus 15, but yeah, we're one.
Okay. Well, any other remarks you'd like to have while you're on air?
Yeah, Wendy's spicy nugs over Taco Bell. All
right. Well,
I feel attacked. Goodbye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, Damon.
So there's no one more patriotic than Damon. So let me just say that whatever he said is
the U.S.
definitive
Navy
band.
Supports Wendy's over Taco Bell.
I don't know about that. They come and bust it in the windows.
Hey, we love Taco Bell.
Be burritos. All right, everybody, that's the end.
That's in. We'll miss you. Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye. For now, it's time to go. The moon, the bear, and the big blue house. We'll be from someday. It's to come someday.
Jack dies at the end of Titanic.
Come someday. Bye-bye now.